On with Mario Lopez.
What's up? You're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me in the studio right now, Dancing with the Stars pro dancers and brothers, Max and Val Schmerkowski. What's going on, guys?
Chilling, man.
Chilling. Y'all guys, you always have a very chilled out mode, even when you're in competitive form on the show. Very, very chilled out. Is there only two brothers or are there more siblings?
Nah, just us two.
Just us two?
Yeah.
Who's chilled out, mom or dad? Both?
Neither.
Neither.
So they're the hyper ones. You guys are the laid back ones.
No, mom's chill. I mean, it's all.
I think pops is chill too. But yeah. I think it's not to be confused with, you know, laid back and sort of sitting. It's more like a ready position.
A ready position? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But it's like, it's, you know,
it's been conserved energy.
Yeah. It's like, it's been years of just constant sort of like not stress but sort of tension and always ready to go, and I think that that's where it's coming from. It's sort of like sitting back.
Okay. I'm sure there's a lot of discipline involved right there.
Yeah, so I saw this quote just yesterday. It was like the quietest mouth has the loudest mind. Something like that.
I'd go with that if I'm a quiet guy. Yeah. That's a good philosophy to go with. So you guys are going on tour. Max, Val, PETA, live on tour. Confidential is the name of it. What can people expect on this tour if they haven't seen one of your shows before?
I think we did. We did in 2016, Val and I went out for what we called Our Way. And it was amazing. We had a great time. We told our true stories. We found a way to have that storytelling. We've always done it through dance. You know, that was like a form of self-expression, but not to this extent. This was very real, and it spoke to us as well as the audience. In the last 2 years, a lot of life happened, and it was just natural progression that we were to go out on this tour.
New stories to tell. You know, he became a father, which was a huge deal in our family. A husband, which was even a bigger deal in our family. No, but there's, you know, again, we're all very, very family oriented. And, you know, we make being, you know, being proud of family cool, and we put it on stage and we tell our stories. And, you know, it's kind of our little depiction of what I think a lot of people can relate to. And we just tell it through dance.
And so when you say you tell your stories, they're all through dance, or do you actually stop with the mic and chat with the audience?
We try to do less mic chats. We do have a couple of places, but for the most part, it's theater. From the beginning, you know, it kind of starts and it flows, and before you know it, it's kind of, it's over, you know, and you want to see more. So there is a cohesive narrative. We use spoken word. We have spoken word and theater and acting on stage, but
again, dance is the main
component, and that's what makes the show unique as well. Is I don't think you've seen such storytelling since kind of like the Gene Kelly days.
But
storytelling
to be clear,
on stage.
Yeah, just to be clear, the stories, but by stories we mean, you know, Val and I talked about ourselves back in, you know, 2016, and we talked about 02 Dancing with the Stars, everything that happened before, you know. Ukraine, immigration, you know, U.S. public school system, whatever it is. And we were able to tell that story so well. And, you know, together with our creative director and people involved in that project back then, same people are back here now. We chose carefully selected, you know, moments of the last couple of years of our life. Like, for example, PETA and I, you know, relationship went from amazing to we broke up. You know, to back together to now we're, you know, happily ever after. But there was there were moments.
Sure. And you gotta take timeouts once in a while.
We want to take that moment and put it on stage because I think that's such a human moment. And people forget that we're also, you know, just like everybody else. And in that, you know, everybody else who goes through their own sort of version of that will, you know, find maybe a way out too. I don't know. I think it's compelling to be able to do that. You
sure,
know,
and make it relatable.
Dance. Yeah, make it relatable. Make it personal as well. I think when it's personal, there's a different effort on stage.
Absolutely. And Max, you've got your wife with you in the show. Your brother. I'm assuming you're going to bring your son, right? So the family. I mean, you're consumed. There's no escaping. I'm a big family guy too. Yeah. But man, we're talking like 24/7 though, huh?
I love it though. I love it, man. You know, I waited. I held out, and for the right reasons. This was exactly how it was all meant to be, and I couldn't wait to be a father. I couldn't wait to be a family guy. That's my thing. That's what I've always done. I may have not, you know, I may
he was trying to hold off on the family bod. But.
True. That I'm going to hold off on, but you know. But no, I think it's amazing. And, you know, because we both feel like, you know, we just can't get enough of each other. We do have our moments like everybody else. You know, I go left, she goes right. But then, you know, 15 minutes later, I want to go back to where she is. So, you know, we like that. And to have Shive with us through 50 cities, for me, that's the best part about it, you know.
And how old is he now?
14 months.
Oh, so yeah, he's a little guy. And so right in.
But it's been that, like, what other experiences can I have with him? Can we have together?
Well, this definitely will enrich his life in ways that we probably don't even know now. You know, it'll transpire years from now.
Oh, no, absolutely. And then, no, I'm all about the fact, hey, keep it in the family, keep the money in the family. Why not? And has
30 years from now, it'll be like Max and Val, I don't know, 27. And, you know, you see me like gray haired and there's like three generations of Chmerkovskis or something. I don't know.
Exactly. Why not?
Yeah,
why
not? Probably not. Probably not. Somebody's got to be a lawyer and a doctor.
Well, keep it going. As long as they're working, as long as they're busy. Right. So, Val, has this sort of inspired you to want to create a family of your own, maybe sooner than later? Or not that anyone should rush. They got their own timeline. Right. But is there anyone special in your life at the moment?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm dating somebody. Very serious about it.
Oh, it's serious. All right.
Yeah, it's just so shocking.
Is she a dancer as well?
She's a dancer, yeah. She's an amazing dancer, but, you know, just like me.
Is she going on the tour?
No, she's not. She's on the Dancing with the Stars tour at the moment, and she's going to be, you know, in the next season. She's incredible. We weren't able to work it out and make it a full family affair, but, you know, hopefully next time we'll make it happen. But, yeah, she's a... I'm very serious. I'm very excited, and has this inspired me to look at life from a different perspective?
Don't get pressured, by the way. Go on your own timeline. Don't get pressured.
For sure. But it's you know, also it's like, I think the earlier I start building that foundation and building that part of my life, the sooner I can enjoy it.
So. Jenna, right?
Yeah.
Jenna Johnson?
Yeah.
There you go. And you guys met on the show, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Okay, doing the show. So you're gonna
marry
her?
Wanna know.
You're gonna prepare? You're gonna propose or what?
You're ready?
I think that's the process.
Okay.
So eventually.
Good for you, man. Good luck. Good luck with all. That's great, guys. You guys get to.
She's gonna be so jaded by the time I've spoken so many questions about. By the time that happens, she'll be like, "All right, bro.
We've been talking about it.
There's no surprise element at all. I want to surprise her still.
And what do you guys make of the changes over at Dancing with the Stars right now? Because word is it's gonna be like an all athlete cast, and have they got to the point now where it's just they got to keep sort of mixing it up and changing up the formula?
I think it's great. I think it's first of all, it's a nice reminder to people how great the show is, and that it's all relative. You know, Dancing with the Stars, has been on air for 24 seasons now, but it's obviously a great show, and you'll see it in comparison to these other shows that are going to be out there. Our fans already miss the show. The fact that this is going to be a condensed season, not everybody loves that fact because they want to see a full season. But
oh, is it a condensed season? Is
it's shorter. Yeah, it's a 4-week season.
4 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But still, you know, the same. So it's 10 couples and I mean, it's going to be more rapid elimination, which I think people love to see.
Wow. They're going to be like eliminating 3 at a time or something, huh?
Right. I think it's an easier sell to cast better, you know, quality celebrities, especially when it comes to athletes. You know, I think you can get an Odell Beckham for 4 weeks in the off season rather than 3 months, you know? So I'm excited, you know, it's a new format. And I think hopefully, like I said, hopefully it'll transpire into being a successful season because I love the show. It's changed our lives, whether you're on the show or not. If you're in this industry, your life has been changed because of it. And in any way that, you know, I'm always going to root for, regardless of whether I'm on the show or not.
Well, obviously, you guys are on tour during this season, but what about the fall? Any chance we might see you back on the show?
There's a huge chance you're going to see me back on the show for sure.
Max, are you retired from it, or are you never say never kind of deal?
He's just tired of it.
This show, it's been that way. No, but But it, regardless, I'm with Val. I and every dancer out there is with us and in saying that, you know, we have to maintain these shows being on TV. I think not just because we're dancers and these are dance productions, but also because, you know, there's just too much of the same out there. You know, everything mm-hmm. is everything seems to be so, you know, trend driven that everybody jumps on the same thing, and then we have, you know, 100 channels, you know, translating similar programs, and then there's one that lives on this, you know,
on its, ABC on its own island,
on its own, yeah. And it's been so strange how it kind of like, I think we were never the coolest, and that's what kind of kept us on. So we didn't have to, you know, be ashamed of being a third place ranked or second place. You know what I mean?
Right.
So for us, and that, and for me, honestly, the biggest thing that happened, the biggest realization of how long the show been and what it did as an impact was when Lori Hernandez joined the show, and you know, she was talking about how she was watching Dancing with the Stars, trying to be an Olympian to be.
Well, she watched Dancing with the Stars, seen Shawn Johnson on it, and got inspired to pursue gymnastics.
So that she can be on Dancing with the Stars.
On Dancing with the Stars, yeah. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's multi-generational, which is great. Again, we're not changing the world, but at the same time, you know, when three generations can sit down and share a moment together outside of their phone, you know, and you bring a grandkid with a parent and a grandson.
No, it's family viewing and great entertainment and real talent, which you don't see too much of on TV. You guys have a favorite style of dance?
I feel, you know, I've always like dodged that question as in like, well, do you have a favorite kid? You know, because I enjoy different.
I do.
Different
I have a favorite kid.
But now recently, I think I have to say there is something about Argentine tango that I think is really in my lane and something that I really feel close to.
Okay. About you, you got a favorite or no?
I recently fell in love with dance.
Just in general.
I think it's a very sort of recent development. It was definitely heavily influenced by the Our Way tour that we did a couple of years ago.
You didn't love it before?
I didn't. No,
it was just like a job.
I worked my everything off. You know, my most of my adult life, and you know, both of us. We did this. You know, we kind of looked back at everything that's happening right now with like, this is insane. You know, we get to have this production produced around us, your personal, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. that's special. You like, we really made it this big. And, you know, we sat back and we're kind of at the end of the last tour, 50th show, we sat down and it was like, yeah, we've been doing this thing for over 20 years, literally like in a
how shape things form, manifest you know? Themselves, you know, what he means is like, for us, the made it moment is to actually have other incredibly talented people dedicate their effort and craft and ability to see, you know, us looking incredible, you know, giving us the opportunity to fulfill ourselves. Right. Whereas before, you know, where we started is like, we were the production, the team,
yeah,
the
but
makeup,
I'm saying also
the hair.
Like,
I mean,
the amount of work that always went into, for me personally, to dance. Anything to do with it.
Right.
With us competing back in the day, you know, no money, find a way to learn, to get better, to practice, figure this out, bang. You know, hard flights, travels, you know, trying to save again on traveling and all this stuff.
Yeah, it was work.
All this stuff, it's a lot of work. You know, it wasn't easy. And then, you know, show was a lot of work. Productions was a lot of work.
I think you have to consider that there was no television making it fancy.
Yeah,
it was work.
Finally, when we got to do dancing... you know, Dancing with the Stars for me was a different experience. I wish now as a grown person and, you know, without any sort of like overly, you know, without too much pride, I'm going to say that I would have done definitely some things different. Knowing now how much I could have been better, you know what I mean? Benefiting from some of the experiences that only that type of platform provides.
Sure.
But working with crazy amount.
I think for you in particular, though, I don't think anybody, I think there was this anxiety of, well, how many more seasons do we have? So let's just grab what we can right now.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't look at
anything in life, as you get older and you start
stability.
Putting things in perspective, you can always want to go back and kind of have another approach and revisit it again. But
that's why, and you will find it maybe, like, I think you that person, I had dove headfirst into my maintenance, you know, staying healthy and doing things the right way and making sure that I can give myself...
You've been high maintenance for a long time.
I can buy myself time to do it now the right way and with all these things in place. And I am a different dancer now, 100%. And so for me, you know, it's not about what dance, it's about just movement in general, any genre, any way... Partner, partnerless.
I mean, the older you get, you know, the little things you appreciate. Now, I mean, the fact that he can even get out of bed and you know.
Right, exactly.
You know, the funny thing is,
that I'm going to call him out on air. Tony DeVellani used to look at me and say, well, one day you're going to be my age and you're going to, because, you know, we make fun of each other, whatever. And I called him recently and said, hey, bro, so I'm your age. You know what I mean? And
I
he's like, you know, and I'm like, I get it. But I'm also here to say that I am better today than I was 8-9 years ago.
Well, that's good. That's what it's all about. You got to keep growing as an individual. Good for you, man. Before I let you guys go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. All right. Nicknames growing up.
Ballerina.
On the nose.
He hated when I called him Shorty, honestly. It was
you never called me Shorty.
First word I learned in English, Shorty. He didn't
definitely
like it.
Not
what about you?
I didn't have any nicknames.
No nicknames?
All right. No one was there to call him anything.
Midnight snack.
Spoonful of Nutella.
Oh. I will start with a sandwich.
Okay. Celebrity crush growing up.
Oh, I don't know,
man. I don't know.
You're a kid. You didn't have like little low.
Celebrity crush. I saw Showgirls when I was 12. I started crushing.
And then you ended up dancing. And then you ended up dancing with her, right? Yeah, you're a partner, right? Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
You didn't have one, Max?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know.
Damn, I had like
I
10.
I think we're missing out on some things.
Okay. Word you hate the most.
Moist.
I was literally about to say moist, but only because Peter put me on to hating that word. I don't know. She just really doesn't like moist.
Yeah, people hate that for some reason. And then last one, if you could have one superpower.
Oh my God, about it all the time. I wish I could see people that I don't know, like strangers, and just have their profile come up and like just Google perfectly just for that individual, you know, to be like, where was he born? What day was the most, you know, inspiring day in his life? Yeah. Like, just
haven't heard that one. Okay, check. That's a good one. What about you, Max?
But you just want to, like...
So I just want to be on some NSA shit.
You want to be
like,
government?
Yeah, no. What's no, I just...
Download the data.
Yeah,
forget it.
No, exactly. I just want to be able to, like, profile the person.
I don't know. I'd love to just... this is going to sound hysterical coming from me. I'd love to just... be able to calm people down.
God, you should have been on this conversation. I was just on this phone right now.
Actually, serious.
Chill them out, huh?
I just want to be able to, like, if there's any sort of state of aggression, I just want to be able to have a power to just subdue everything and start fresh or figure things out, let things chill.
Kumbaya, man.
I don't even know.
Power of Zen. I get it. All right. Well, in the meanwhile, you can see Max and Val on tour right now. 50 cities across the U.S. on the Confidential Tour. MaxandValTour.com for all the ticket info. Thanks for stopping by, guys.
Thanks for having
us. Mario, thank you, brother.
On with Mario Lopez.